Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Pep Talk is the Pensacola expert panel here on News Radio 92.3, and that means we bring in the experts on all kinds of different topics. And I'm excited because we have a new guest in the studio today. Fred Jury is here, and he is the owner of West Florida Vacuums. Good morning to you, Fred.
Good morning, Meg.
I'm so excited that you're here because this is kind of an interesting topic for me because, and for everybody, because pretty much everybody in the world has a vacuum. So we can all relate to this, but can you tell us a little bit, sir, about your company, how long you've been here, when you came to this area? I'd love to hear the history of West Florida Vacuums.
Meg, I retired last December in Connecticut.
After
owning a shoe store for 30 years.
No kidding. Did you get tired of the cold weather up there?
I really did. That's why I'm here in Florida.
I love it. What part of Connecticut?
Torrington.
Where is that? Because I'm familiar with New Haven.
It's in the northwest part of the state.
So the even colder part of the state, Fred?
Yeah. Near Massachusetts.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So you decided to come down here, and you were in the shoe business?
Yes.
Wow. Did you have your own store up there?
I had it for 30 years.
Wow. Okay. So that's a change then to go from shoes to vacuums, or maybe not. I don't know. You have to tell me how you've came into deciding to go in this direction.
Actually, Meg, I came down here to retire.
Okay.
I'm 73 years old, and I figured it was time for me to quit working.
Well, I can certainly relate to that.
But like my son told me, Dad, you're never going to retire. Mm-hmm. You won't be happy unless you're working.
And I understand that, too.
I tried my best to watch television and play golf.
Right.
I just can't do that, Meg.
I understand completely.
I'm not built that way.
Okay. So what happened next? How did you find vacuums?
So I made it about 3 or 4 months, and then the bug hit me to buy a business.
Uh-oh.
So I started looking around the West Florida area for a small business to purchase. Mm-hmm. I looked at shoes. I looked at some other things.
Yeah, I was thinking, why not shoes, since you had such a long... Were you kind of tired after 30 years of shoes? Maybe a little, just a little bit?
A little burnout.
Okay.
I couldn't find anything locally to purchase, but... two businesses stood out to me, and oddly enough, they were both vacuum cleaner shops.
Interesting.
One of them was in Texas, and one of them was down in South Florida. I had just relocated, so I really didn't want to relocate again.
Right.
So I took a trip out to Texas and met the lady that had the business for sale.
Mm-hmm.
She was very gracious. She explained everything to me. I worked with her for a little over a week. But I just really didn't like Austin, Texas.
It is different.
There's over 1 million people in Austin now, and there's a lot of big technology companies there.
Right.
It's very hurried pace.
It's a big city.
Yeah.
Big city.
So I decided to come back here. I really have adapted very well here. I have met so many wonderful people here. I have a new church home here.
Oh, nice. And, what attracted you to Pensacola? How did you select Pensacola from Connecticut? Did you have family here or know folks here? Or?
Actually, I was a registrar of voters in Torrington, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
That was my part-time gig.
Right.
And when I decided to relocate, I knew I wanted to come south because I didn't like cold weather. So I looked at Florida, Tennessee, and Texas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because they don't have income tax.
Right, right.
So I went to the Florida Secretary of State website and looked at the voter registration by county.
Oh, interesting.
Now, I happen to be a very, very conservative guy.
Oh, well, you know what, Fred? You're in the right place.
This is
a conservative community for sure.
And Santa Rosa County might be the most conservative county in the United States of America.
Really? That's interesting.
Well, the registration is over 4-1 Republican to Democrat.
Interesting, yeah.
So given that I was the Republican registrar of voters in Torrington,
right?
I decided I'd take a shot at Santa Rosa County.
Okay.
I came down here the first week of January. I looked around. I really liked what I saw. I found an apartment over in Milton,
mm-hmm.
and I leased it. I moved down here at the end of January. And I've been living here ever since.
So you met the woman in Texas with her vacuum company, and then you said another one you were looking at as well?
In South Florida.
Ah, okay.
I did not actually go down and meet that gentleman. Having spent a week with the lady in Texas, I didn't feel the need because his business was very, very similar to hers.
Oh, okay.
So I came back here from Texas and said, I wonder if there's a vacuum cleaner shop in Pensacola. And I started looking, and there used to be a couple of them in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
They have all closed.
Right.
There is no local repair facility for vacuum cleaners in the far west Florida.
Interesting.
So I said, well, I think I know enough about it. I'm going to give it a try.
Great. And so you opened recently, or when did you open?
We opened on July the 8th.
Okay.
At 24 North Tarragona Street in downtown Pensacola.
Ooh, what a great location.
Well, it's a mixed-use building, and we have a suite in that building.
Okay.
And I was fortunate enough to have a man contact me from Pensacola who has 10 years of vacuum cleaner repair experience.
Excellent.
He's actually older than I am.
Oh, I love it.
So it's a couple of old guys.
I love it. I think it's great bringing that experience to the table. So you've started, and what I'm curious about now is tell us a little bit about what you do and what you offer there, because when you say it's a vacuum, it's West Florida Vacuums, and we're talking to the owner, Fred Jury, and you're saying, okay, well, we're a vacuum shop, so what do you do? How do you help folks with vacuums?
Well, we have a website that you can find on Google or Google Maps, and people have been calling and asking us questions, and we just encourage them if their vacuum cleaner is broken and not working properly, just to bring it into us.
Okay.
We'll evaluate it for them and give them an estimated cost to repair, if it's repairable. And if it's not, unfortunately, we give them the bad news that we cannot get the part that they need or whatever the case may be.
Gotcha.
To do the repair.
So what is your website?
It's West Florida Vacuums, plural, .com.
Is the Florida spelled out?
Yes.
So it's West Florida Vacuums, and it has the word vacuum, by the way, has two U's in it.
And only one C.
And only one C, so vacuums, westfloridavacuums.com?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so you know what the first question is going to be, right? The people want to know, what's the best vacuum? And boy, oh boy, if we had a variety of different brands and over the years, you must be seeing a little bit of everything.
There are over 50 active vacuum cleaner brands in the United States today.
Active. Wow, that's incredible.
That doesn't count all the ones that have gone by the board.
Right. And some of them, like, I'm pretty familiar with Hoover. That's the one I kind of grew up with. And there's a couple of others, right, that are the older ones.
Hoover is still around.
Okay.
It was acquired a while back by a company out of China that owns three or four different vacuum cleaner brands.
Okay, so you have so many choices. I need a new vacuum. I'm not making this up. I really do. And I was in the store the other day, and it was a two aisles worth of vacuum cleaners. And I thought, oh, I was completely overwhelmed because I really, it's kind of, there's a lot of technology now with some of these new vacuums.
The technology in vacuum cleaners has changed radically over the last 20 years.
Right. And the pricing has changed, too, because there was a time you could get, I was looking at some that were $40 or $50, but I thought, I'm going to get one swipe out of that one. That's not going to last. And then you've got the imported ones from Germany that are, what, $1,500 and thousands of dollars?
Up to $2,000,
yeah, yes. So how do you know what to pick?
Well, you really need to start by evaluating what you're trying to clean.
Mm-hmm.
If you're only cleaning hard floors, you probably don't need a particularly sophisticated vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Because anything with a suction will pick up the dust and dog kibbles and
right.
You know, raisins and whatever else are laying around on your floor.
Right.
If you get into area rugs and different types of carpeting, then you need to consider a better machine. Because you have to pull the dirt and the grit and the dust out from in the fibers of the carpeting. And that's going to require a better vacuum cleaner.
Okay, so when you say better vacuum cleaner, in your book, what makes a vacuum cleaner more efficient or a better vacuum to choose from? Because I know there's the canisters. There's the ones with the bags. There's all different kinds.
There are many different types of vacuum cleaners. And today, the most popular ones are the new stick vacuums.
Oh, so I don't know. What does that mean?
The stick vacuums don't have bags.
Oh, okay.
And they have a rechargeable battery, not a cord that you plug into the wall.
Oh, okay. And is that a canister then that collects the dust on those stick vacuums? Is
no.
That, no?
Not a canister. It's just a little plastic dust cup.
Oh, okay.
And you can empty out when you're done vacuuming and put back on the machine.
Interesting. Okay. All right. We're talking with Fred Jury. He is the owner of West Florida Vacuums, a new business in town. If you've got a question for him about your vacuum, text it on in at 850-437-1620. So this is interesting because I'm fascinated by the different types of vacuums and hearing about the stick vacuum. So some of the low-price vacuums are sold, you know, at places like Walmart and Lowe's and Target and online. Do you have any recommendations for those, or should we look for a particular type?
Well, you typically are going to get what you pay for.
Okay.
And if you go online, I just had a customer this week come in with a vacuum cleaner that was purchased online from China.
Oh.
Not even from Amazon or somewhere here in the United States.
Okay.
They paid $149 for the vacuum cleaner, and it lasted 20 months.
Okay.
They brought it in to us. We diagnosed the problem. The main motor in the vacuum cleaner was still working because the vacuum cleaner had plenty of suction.
Right.
But at the bottom of the vacuum cleaner, the part that touches the carpeting, there's a brush that rolls around and around, and it fluffs up the carpet and causes the dirt and sand to release from the carpet.
Right.
Well, there's a separate little motor, it's not very big, that turns that brush.
Right.
In his case, there was still electricity going to the motor, but the motor was shot. It had burned out.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately for him, that Chinese manufacturer has no source of parts for their vacuum cleaners in the United States.
That's not good.
And they don't even make that motor available at all.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're kind of out of luck then.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
In his case, he paid $149 for the vacuum cleaner and used it for 20 months. That works out to $7.50 per month cost, or... I'm sorry, Meg.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I lost my place.
That's okay. So I'm curious because trying to find them. So what's interesting, so your best advice is don't buy it online from China. That's very clear. So then when we're looking at the ones that are from the United States or the local, when you see people that bring in vacuums, I know somebody that's had a vacuum their whole life. They've had the same vacuum for years. And so folks say a lot of times that the older models tend to last longer than some of the newer ones we're seeing on their market. Do you find that to be true?
Clearly that is the case.
Is it really? Okay. So what are some of those older models that might still be available?
Well, there are uprights and canisters from several different companies. Miele is from Germany. Sega's from Germany. And here in the United States, we have Recar and Simplicity vacuums that are assembled in Missouri.
Okay.
And those are the vacuums that we carry at our store. I'd like to go back for just a moment to the man with the Chinese vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
He paid $149 or $750 per month of use. That's costing him about $90 annually to clean the floors in his home.
Right.
A middle-grade American-assembled vacuum cleaner costs about $600. And it typically lasts for 20 years or more. That would cost him $30 a year instead of $90 to clean the floors in his home.
Well, that makes a big difference for sure.
And even if he wanted to stay with a really lightweight machine, which is why he told me they purchased that machine, because it only weighed 6 pounds.
Right.
We have an 8-pound vacuum cleaner in our shop that costs $209. It typically holds up for 5 to 8 years before the battery runs out, and then all you have to do is buy a new battery and put it in.
Okay, yeah, that's easy.
And we have the replacement batteries as well. If that vacuum works for 5 years, it costs him $42 a year. And if it works for 8 years, it only costs him $26 per year.
So if you get the right vacuum, it's well worth the investment, so, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy a really low-priced vacuum, you're going to get what you paid for.
Right, right.
You're going to get problems.
Mm-hmm.
And much of the technology in those vacuums isn't real proven. They work when they're brand new.
Mm-hmm.
All the vacuums work when they're brand new. The first 4 months, they're all going to work perfectly.
Right.
But after 4 months, one of those lower-priced vacuums is going to develop cracks in the plastic, mm-hmm. or the gasket that seals the dust on the inside of the machine is going to wear out or shrink. And you're going to start releasing pollen and particulates into the air of your home.
Don't want to do that, for sure.
If you've got allergies, you really don't want to do that at all.
No, sir. Okay, we do have a question that just came in from one of our listeners. If you have a question for Fred, he's clearly a vacuum expert and with his company, West Florida Vacuums, 850-437-1620. Here's a question for you. I have a Kirby vacuum that's probably 15 or more years old. Can you get parts for that?
Right now, I'm waiting on Kirby to set us up as an authorized repair center for Kirby vacuums.
Oh, good. Okay.
And Kirby will furnish us with the parts once we are authorized.
Excellent.
But unfortunately, it's taking them over a month to come to that conclusion to authorize us.
Okay.
There was a Kirby authorized repair center in Pensacola that has closed.
Oh, okay.
So at the moment, there is no authorized repair center for Kirby in West Florida.
But you should be hopefully very soon, which would be great.
I'm hopeful within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, very soon. Okay.
That we will be able to get parts for Kirby vacuum cleaners.
Okay. I've got another question. So do you sell vacuums in your shop?
Yes, we do.
Ah, what are the brands that you carry?
We have elected to do business with the Taconi Corporation from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Their lead brand is called Ricar, R-I-C-C-A-R. And their lesser-priced brand is called Simplicity. And we carry several models of both of those brands. Prices range from $199 to about $950.
Wow, okay.
For the best vacuum.
Okay. What would you say is the difference between the lesser-priced version and the $900 version?
The lowest-priced vacuum is a stick vacuum, mm-hmm. that we talked about briefly.
Mm-hmm.
It has a rechargeable battery and a dust cup, not a bag to catch the dirt.
Right.
The higher-end vacuum actually has two motors to suck the dirt out of your carpet.
Ooh, so it's stronger.
And a brush that's made, the roller is metal, and the brushes are much stiffer.
Mm-hmm.
So it does a better job of freeing the debris in your carpet. And then a much, much better job, because it has two motors, of pulling the dirt out of the carpet.
Right. So does the bigger vacuum also come with accessories?
Yes.
So do you have any advice on utilizing those accessories? I always laugh when I buy a vacuum and then I get that bag of all those attachments. Have you had any advice on the best way to use some of those?
Well, the first one that probably gets used the most is the dusting brush.
Mm-hmm.
It's either a short or a long bristle brush attachment that you can go over your coffee table and end tables and things and pick up the dust off of them. The second attachment is we call it an extension wand.
Mm-hmm. I've seen those, yeah.
It will let you reach way up to the ceiling in your home, and if you have a cobweb in the corner of your ceiling, you can suck it right in.
Those are good for the little nooks and crannies you can't reach, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so we have a couple of minutes left here as we're wrapping up this half hour. This is fascinating to me. There's so many questions to ask you about vacuums, but the good news is you do sell the products in your store, and you've been talking quite a bit about the different types of vacuums. Is it correct that bagless vacuums rarely trap pollen fine particles as effectively as vacuum cleaner bags?
That is true.
Oh.
Bagged vacuums capture particles as small as 3 microns, three thousandths of an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And they hold them in the bag. A bagless vacuum, as I mentioned earlier, will develop a crack in the plastic or the seal will fail on the dust cup, and you wind up putting all those things back into the air of your home.
Well, that's not good. That's not helpful at all.
No, it's not.
Okay. What about cordless vacuums? Are those becoming more popular now?
Cordless vacuums are all the rage right now, and with good reason. They have several advantages over a corded vacuum cleaner. First, if you're getting a little older, you're worried about tripping on the cord of the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think of that.
And falling down in your living room.
Mm-hmm.
Second, you don't have to uncoil or recoil the cord when you're done. So there's less work to turning on and off the vacuum cleaner. Third, you can run over the cord of the vacuum cleaner and suck it up into the vacuum.
I have done that. I'm embarrassed to admit, but yes, I have done
and
that.
And ruin the cord.
Yes.
Which requires replacing. And fourth, the weight of the cord, although it's not huge, does add to the weight of the vacuum. So if you have to carry the vacuum up to the second floor of your home,
right,
you're going to find out you're carrying a little extra weight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would add a fifth thought. Those first four are all good reasons to own a cordless vacuum. But cordless vacuum cleaners cost 12 to 14 times more money to operate than a corded vacuum cleaner. Especially on the models that are priced, you know, under $200.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the batteries that get recharged fail.
Mm.
Often in less than a year. Mm-hmm. Usually the average is about 2 to 3 years on a battery. And you're going to spend $100 to $300 every time you have to replace the battery on your vacuum cleaner. So instead of just paying 15 cents for the electricity to operate the vacuum cleaner, you're going to pay hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars over the life of that vacuum cleaner replacing batteries. And that's something people don't think of up front.
Right.
I have really no idea why people don't take the lifetime cost of ownership into consideration when they purchase a vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
They look for the cheapest thing they can find up front, and they don't take into account the fact they're going to have to replace it if they can't find a rechargeable battery. And most of the low-priced vacuum cleaners, you can't get the original equipment battery.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go online, buy an aftermarket part that might or might not work correctly. And because they're lithium-ion batteries, you run the risk of fire.
Right.
Now, I really don't want a lithium-ion battery in the closet of my house catching on fire where I can't see it.
Right, of course.
Maybe you do, but I don't.
Nope. No, sir. Well, this is fascinating. We're talking with Fred Jury. He's a new guest here on Pep Talk with West Florida Vacuums. And one of the questions that came in, what about robot vacuums? We see those advertised all the time. I've heard they clean hardwood floors good, but do a lousy job on vacuuming carpet. Is that correct? And are those good to invest in?
Robot vacuums are technologically the newest, latest, greatest thing in vacuum cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
They work fine on hard floors. But the brush on a robot vacuum cleaner twirls horizontally, not vertically. It doesn't dig into your carpeting and bring the dirt out. So what you're going to find is your floors will be nice and clean wherever there's a hard floor. But as soon as you get onto a carpeted situation or an area rug, something like that, you're not going to pull all the dirt out from the carpet.
Oh, I have so many questions for you, and I know our listeners too. You're going to have to come back, and we'll talk more about vacuums. Give your website one more time so folks can check it out and your address.
WestFloridaVacuums.com. 24 North Tarragona Street, Pensacola.
All right. Thank you so much, Fred. This has been fascinating. You can check out and have your vacuum. You can buy a new one or get yours checked at their shop.